I was about 16 years old before I ever seen a car here in this country. There wasn't many of them. One or two at the shutter, maybe the doctor too had one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I see. Did people around here ever use coal for heating?
Coal? Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they ever used any coal here, because this wasn't any coal produced here. In the back when most folks farming, clearing ground, they had timber, they used wood, mm-hmm. cooking and warming. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of any kind of container that people would use to keep coal in if they were burning it in the stove?
Well, I heard of them. I hear them talk about coal bins, but I never seen just had one. We didn't use any coal. I ever seen one.
You ever heard of a scuttle? A coal scuttle?
Huh?
A coal scuttle? You ever heard of that?
Something like that.
You know that pipe that goes out the back of the stove into the chimney? What did people call that?
We call that a stove pipe.
Stove pipe?
Yeah.
Was that anything like the flue?
Well, the flue was where it went out at the top. Mm. You set your stove here and hook your pipe on. It had to go through your walls up there, though. Mm-hmm. Up there where you went out, you call that the flue. Mm-hmm. And then you had a pipe on top of a piece so that the wind wouldn't, if you stop right just out top, the wind blow against your wall there and you come down your stove pipe and mess up your cooking.
Right. Imagine it would. Did you use something around the yard that had the two long handles and one wheel down front?
I just used one of them yesterday.
Did you?
That's a wheelbar.
Right. Did people ever call that by any other name around here?
Well, not that I know of. Some of them might.
Ever hear it called a Georgia buggy?
What?
A Georgia buggy?
Yeah, that's right. I'm hearing that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially they call that when they first get some contract jobs in here and they make that stuff up right here and put it on. Mm-hmm. They use Georgia buggies.
Georgia buggies.
To wheel like they're going to pull a foundation for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the same thing as a wheelbarrow?
Well, practically, they had a little different thing made here on top to what us farmers have one. More of put your mortar in there, hold it more, and mm-hmm. it's certainly pour out better in front.
Mm-hmm.
One I got just got a square, kind of a square outfit on it. Of course, it comes up the side, but it's about the same all the way around. Mm-hmm. I've seen them with them around these contract jobs. Mm-hmm. They had that other kind of a bucket of bed on it, whatever you call it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I see. What would you use to sharpen your axe years ago?
Well, way back yonder, we used what we call grind rock, an old rock shaped up for that purpose, had a square hole in it. You make a thing put in there, and I believe my daddy had an old block of wood about so long, so wide. He dug, took the foot end, that you could dig out in the wood. Dug out a little trench down there, put in some pieces up here to set that thing on there. Let it go down nearly to the bottom of that, put water in there. How it sort of turning here, and that kept his wheel wet all the time. Yeah, I remember I made a lot of money turning that thing once. Way back on